The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Well, this is more like it. A couple of wins in a row, San Jose Sharks playing pretty solid hockey, and the challenges continue as they face off against the Vegas Golden Knights. Drew Remenda, what do you think has gone so right the last couple of games in order for the Sharks to engender victories against two really good teams?
Number one, goaltending. Yaroslav Askarov has been outstanding. He gives the players a sense of confidence, and he has made the key saves when he's had to, some of the miraculous nature. The other aspect of that is all five guys, when they're out on the ice together, they're playing connected. They haven't spent too much time in their own zone. I thought they've done a really good job on track backs. They've had some offensive zone time, created some offensive pressure. Had to win close games, you know, into those tight games, which is good for you to understand what it takes. But for me, it starts with goaltending, then it starts with the attitude of being connected, and it starts with having bodies in the neutral zone and not getting beat up the ice.
I think also the last couple of games, Mikael Granlund has had a little bit of energy. William Eklund coming in back into action, lots of energy. And then, of course, speaking of energy, how about that Hobie Baker finalist or NCAA line with Colin Graf looking like he's fitting in reasonably nicely with the other two guys?
Well, we knew Colin would. He's a smart player. He's a good hockey player. But again, they're only good as their teammates. To me, it hasn't been really about one guy or the other guy. It's been about the way that they have played together on the ice. Ryan Warsawski's been wanting it and wanting it and wanting it and preaching it that we've got to be connected, connected, connected. Well, in those last two games, they were. The kid line, I think that when you look at the way that they play, there are a lot of things to be liking about that. They play with speed, they hang on to pucks. But right now, as we look at the rush up the ice, is power play penalty kill? Yes, it was penalty kill.
That's what it looks like.
Yes, that's why Toffoli's out there. But when you look at the way that they play there, they inspire some confidence within each other. They've got a nice little chemistry as far as, yeah, make that play. I'll read off of you. And, you know, Celebrini's goal last game was just good exit out of the zone. And then nice pass by Will and a terrific shot by Macklin, but it all started from the defensive zone first. The exit by Colin off the boards, real smart play, and away they went. So the defense is setting up their offense, and the one thing that the young guys don't do is cheat on offense. They make sure they stick in their zone, or they have the last few games. They stick in their zone, they play defense, and then they know that that will spring their offense.
Well, I think that William Eklund's energy back in the lineup also was important because it distributed things a little bit better. But that Lund line, whenever they're together, Granlund, Zetterlund, and Eklund, they just seem to have great chemistry.
Well, Ryan's been looking for that, right? He's looking for more consistency throughout the lineup, having some depth, having lines that can create that energy. So doing what they're supposed to do. And that's, I think, when you have... You know, William was missed in the lineup for sure.
Meanwhile, what about the power play and the penalty kill? Seems like that's one area for improvement right now. The power play could be better, but the PK could be better too. You look at the numbers, they don't add up even close to 100% as you would like. And the team they're playing today, the Vegas Golden Knights, are pretty much buttoned down, not only in that area, but just about every area that the game has to offer.
They are so good. As much as they are the, you can call them a rival if you want. There was a rival in the early days when both teams were winning. Not much of a rivalry right now. You can't have a rivalry if the other teams dominate, and Vegas has dominated. They are talented from top to bottom. they are a team that are big, fast, and they play with a mean streak. They're very serious from their coach down to their top players. Their goaltending is right now out of this world. Watched their last game, and they're just terrific. They track back really well in the neutral zone. They shut teams down as soon as they enter the zone, and boom, their transition hits. Mark Stone, Jack Eichel are playing in another elite level. Mark Stone got a 600th point the other day. Jack Eichel is, like I said before, maybe the most underrated 200-foot player in the game. This is a team that works hard to create their chances. They set everything up through their neutral zone because they believe that the neutral zone is very important. Transition game, and Bruce Cassidy said it the other day that, you know, they want to set everything up through transition by back-checking hard and making sure they work off the puck and then get things going the other way. This will be a huge test for the Sharks tonight, absolutely huge. As we talked about, this is a team that is doing a lot of things right with the Vegas Golden Knights are. And the Sharks looking to extend this two-game win streak, and you can only do that by really, Danny, being so smart with the puck, smart with your body position in the defensive zone. Everything that you need to do in order to be a successful team, the power play and penalty kill has to be top-notch tonight.
Has to be. And beyond that, the Sharks have been blown out twice by the Vegas Golden Knights. Pretty badly. The game 7-3, that first meeting in Vegas, was just god-awful. Worst game of the year, maybe. The last time, 6-3 loss, really not all that much better. But what has to happen here?
Well, they had the lead in that last
third period. Yeah, that was the month of December.
And two shorties.
Right, within a couple seconds.
3 seconds, right? So, obviously, you can't do stuff like that. So when you talk about the power play being necessary to help them win, absolutely. And also, your power play can't help you lose. That's number one. You've got to be careful with the puck. You've got to make sure that you're doing the right things away from the puck. But for the power play for me, and I'm watching Seattle last night, and Ed Olczyk, who's one of the best broadcasters and analysts in the National Hockey League, said that when your power play is struggling, directness is the best approach. Simplicity and directness are the best approach. Where the Sharks are struggling is on what we're watching right now, entries into the offensive zone. And they get other teams, obviously watch video, they stack up, the Sharks try to stick handle 1-3 instead of, if you're going to use that cutback play where they come up to the red line and drop a pass and have that Macklin come up, then you've got to be moving too. You've got to, I would say, a double cutback where you're going to have two guys coming back behind the play. And then as the play goes into the zone, you chip it behind, but there's no use chipping it behind if nobody's going to go get it. If you're waiting for the guy to come in, stick handle his way through, you're already stalled at the blue line. So you've got to get your feet moving earlier. So that's why I think you should go with a double cutback and then kick it in behind the D and then get there first. But there's nobody moving in order to get that puck if you're going to dump it in. And then after that, recover with numbers, retrieve the puck, then get to work. But they're skipping steps 2 and 3 and 4 to get to step 5, and it doesn't work that way.
They're going to need goaltending. Looks like Alexander Georgiev is going to get the start in this particular game. And so he needs a big, big effort, obviously.
Yeah, I'm surprised at this start. I would be looking at Yaroslav Askarov as my guy right now. He's earned it. I'm a big believer, as you know, in you earn your starts. And where Yaroslav has been playing, he's been terrific. But there are two games this weekend coming up on Friday and Saturday, back-to-back, and then we go on a long road trip. They might be looking at a rest-work ratio. We'll have to talk to Ryan Morosowski after about what goes into that decision. But you're absolutely 100% right. Georgiev needs a big performance.
And it looks like Shakir Muhammadulin will be back in the lineup today. We'll have to see exactly at the skate just before the game. That's the pregame skate. But this is the morning skate. Yeah. We are at Sharks Ice at San Jose, but we'll be on the air. Alex Stalock is with me at 7 o'clock Pacific time tonight. Hope you join us That's it for the Morning Skate Show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.